Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Are you looking for a career in education, school transportation, student nutrition, or grounds and maintenance? The Bloomfield School District has competitive wages, benefits including paid vacation, sick leave, paid holidays, and a retirement package. Find out more about all the available positions online or from Mike Sturdivant at 505-632-4326. Bloomfield School District, investing in our future. Bloomfield School District is an equal opportunity employer.
Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, June the 20th, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, of course, over the air here in San Juan County, streaming everywhere else on the planet from our website, ksje.com. We also welcome our viewers who are watching this community-supported visual radio station. It is streaming live this morning out to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are with us this morning, everybody, because we are talking tourism and events this summer in Farmington and San Juan County. Tanya Stinson from the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau is my guest. We'll be talking about all the events that are coming up and the work that she and her team do to promote Farmington to the outside world. That and more coming up this morning right here on KSJE. Next hour, Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts, and Mick is featuring Box this morning, two Box. JC and JS. You'll hear music from both of them coming up on the program today, beginning after the news at 9:06 a.m. on KSJE. Don't forget, we invite you to connect with us on our Instagram page, in addition to KSJE's platforms on Facebook and YouTube, and two accounts on Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. Take us with you, maybe discover a new program that you may have missed one of these mornings. So check it out. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can subscribe to KSJE. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a sunny morning, 62 degrees after a glorious weekend of rain showers. Cooler today in the forecast, high 80 with sunshine, drier weather. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low of 55. Then tomorrow, another chance of a shower or scattered thunderstorm with a high of 80 degrees again. 58 overnight on Tuesday. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with another chance of scattered showers. Cooler weather with a high of 74. More chances for rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Look at that. 82 for a high on Thursday and Friday. 83 Saturday. Upper 70s on Sunday with overnight lows right around 60 degrees. We will take the rain whenever we can get it, but it was great this weekend. Let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning again to talk about tourism here in San Juan County and Farmington. Tanya Stinson is the Executive Director of the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Nice to be here, Scott. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Lots to talk about, of course.
Very busy.
It's a busy time. Summer's always busy, right, for you and attracting tourism and things along that line. We should probably talk about Freedom Days, right? That's the big thing that's coming up.
Yeah, it's shocking. Right? 2 weeks from today, it will be the 4th.
That's right.
So summer flying by. The year's flying by.
Right.
A lot of things going on. Freedom Days is back and being very robust after obviously the last 2 years being a very scaled down version. So that's nice. It's nice to see that schedule full again.
Right. That multi-day event that celebrates the 4th of July, but you kind of expand it and it really takes over the weekend.
Yes.
And this year is no different. And we're glad for that.
So the 1st through the 4th, so Friday through Monday this year.
Very good. Well, let's run through the schedule, shall
okay.
we? And
talk about, let's do it.
Some of those favorite events are back. Some events that we haven't seen in a while are back.
Right. Some new things,
events
yes.
are here.
Things
so
change, and lots that's good.
Right. July 1st, that's Friday. So, gosh, coming up. And so the Gem and Mineral Show, I know, is a big draw.
And that's been gone the past couple of years, and I know people have really missed that.
Yeah.
The San Juan County Gem and Mineral Society do a great job out at McGee Park. So they are ready to go. They sell out with vendors every year. And so no admission to get into the show, just anything if you want to purchase from the vendors themselves. But it's free to walk in and see everything they have going on.
Right. And how old am I that I remember when it used to be at the Civic Center and they outgrew that space not too long ago. So it's now out at McGee Park.
Yes.
So lots to see and do for sure. And then, of course, on Friday is the TGIF music and lunch at the park, Orchard Park in downtown Farmington.
Which happens throughout the summer. So that's just nice to be able to put that on the schedule and buy some pizza and a drink and sit down and listen to free entertainment, free music in that space. And
that
just
actually happens on every Friday,
it does.
Right? So this Friday it'll be there. Next Friday it'll be there. So.
Right.
But we'll call it Freedom Days event on the 1st.
We put it on the schedule.
There you go. And then there's an art walk, which is great on the 1st as well.
So they have art walks, obviously, throughout the year as well. So this year they put it on that particular Friday so it can be on the Freedom Days schedule too. Yes. Just connect all the things down there. So nice opportunities, two of them, to be downtown and check out those businesses and that space with all that renovation that happened over the last couple of years too.
Yeah, it's great to see. If you haven't walked downtown and Main Street and seen all the different improvements and things, you really need to do that.
Landscaping's been going in. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, the Art Walk is a great excuse to go down and spend time downtown and maybe get dinner downtown. And, you know I eat my way from one end of Main Street to the other.
You can do it. It's nice. A lot of good selections down there.
That's true. That's true. So that's Friday to get things started.
Yep, kick it off on Friday.
On July the 1st. And then on the 2nd, a bunch of things. The Gem and Mineral Show continues, of course, out at McGee Park.
Right.
But then back after absence of a few years is the Ice Cream Social.
Yes, and so it's nice, right? Things don't overlap too much. You can hit all these things on Saturday.
You can.
Just plan out your day.
Yeah.
So make sure you stop by E3 Entertainment. There's going to be food vendors, ice cream for sale, the tickets, all the things that they do. A lot of fun activities just right there at the Children's Museum.
Right. So that's more downtown on Orchard there.
More downtown.
Not at the main museum on East Main Street.
Correct.
And so that's important to know. But that's where it used to be all these years. Of course, again, I'm old enough to remember when it was there.
Me too.
But the good news is about that location is there's lots of shade.
Yes.
And great big
it's a great
trees.
Spot. And it's so nice that it's reopened too, right? And
Sherry
and her crew can be back down there and have this big event.
Exactly. And I heard there might be a dunking tank there.
I have heard that as well.
Yeah.
Are you being dunked? I'm not.
I am. I'm being the MC. So I don't think I don't think they can dunk the MC.
Oh, did you make sure you wrote that into your contract?
Yeah, it's in the contract.
Smart. Very smart.
That's right. Exactly. But others, I don't think, are not too lucky.
Yeah.
We'll see. But it should be fun. Again, that's 11 to 3, the Ice Cream Social on Saturday, July 2nd. And then another new event, which is a free concert.
Yes. So the city's putting on a free concert in that outdoor space at the Civic Center. If people can remember, when it was remodeled, they planned that space for things like this.
Right.
So they said, let's do this in Freedom Days. On the 2nd, that night, from 5 to 9, we're having our very own Chevelle there. She plays, I think, starting at 7.
Okay.
So you want it, since it's outdoor, you want to bring your chair, your blanket, get your space early. There will be vendors there selling food and different things. And then just enjoy that concert that night.
Right,
just
there
come
you
on
go.
Down. They're taking off that whole block, so.
Perfect.
Get there early and get your space.
Well, and that's what as you mentioned, the renovation was designed to have that big open lawn area for these gatherings and these types of events. So that's great to see. And I know a lot of folks have wanted to see maybe Chevelle Shepherd in concert.
And here's your opportunity.
Right.
You don't have to buy a ticket.
No, it's free, which is awesome. And so that's going to be, again, on Saturday, July the 2nd. Beginning at 5, and then Chevelle will probably take the stage a little bit later on that evening.
All brought to you by the City of Farmington. Very nice of them to do this for everybody.
No kidding. Yeah. But great, great day. And that's July 2nd on Saturday with Freedom Days. July 3rd, Gem and Mineral Show again. Then we have a concert on Sunday night.
Yep, back at the main museum.
Right.
So if anybody remembers Kiss My Brass, which I know you were involved in, so this is 2.0.
Okay.
So they are...
New version.
New version, I guess. And the museum does have their summer terrace series throughout the summer. It's usually on Saturday. They've just, for this weekend, moved it to Sunday.
Right. Makes sense.
To do that night from 7 to 8:30. So as we always said before, too, when the other event was there, go there for the concert, and then you can just stay there and watch the fireworks from that location.
Exactly. And that's later on at 9:25 or so off of Sullivan Hill. But the location of the museum is great to see the fireworks. I know I think folks come up here to the college sometimes and they can watch them from here.
And that's what's great about our fireworks. It really, you can see them from anywhere. And it's nice. People can stay home or they can go to these high visibility locations too.
Right.
But Sylvan Hill is nice and centrally located and a great spot for it.
There you go. But great to see fireworks back.
Yeah.
And of course, the music on another radio station.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Yes.
That's okay.
That's okay. We all work together.
That's right.
And it's nice. I mean, the sponsors, you know, firework, it's not a cheap thing. And,
no kidding.
And it takes all of these sponsors to do that. We are very grateful to them. So if, in any of these events, when you see the sponsor listed, if you can just thank them. You know, sometimes it's their money, sometimes it's their time, and sometimes it's both.
Right.
And these events take a lot. I think what a lot of people don't understand about Freedom Days is that's not an organization. Freedom Days is a bunch of organizations organizing a bunch of events.
Good point.
So if someone says, well, why isn't there this type of event or that type of event? Well, you're welcome. We welcome you. If you want to organize that, come talk to the committee, and we can see about you organizing that event, getting it on the schedule, because that's how Freedom Days happens.
Very true. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, not everyone understands that.
No kidding. Very, very true. Well, let's thank Citizens Bank and Farmington Taco Bells for the fireworks. They are on the list,
They're the platinum.
Okay.
And then we have a bunch of gold sponsors below that, too. So
that's true.
Mesa Sand and Gravel, Pesco, the county, along with the county commissioners, Northern Edge Casino, and Cooper Fire Protection Services. They all make the fireworks happen
at
different sponsorship levels.
Perfect. Well, again, they're not cheap.
No, they're not.
Fireworks. So that's Sunday on July the 3rd. And then to wrap things up on Monday, the 4th of July, we have the parade, of course.
Yes, so the Electric Light Parade, always a favorite with everybody. Thank you to the Farmington Rotary. They organized that parade. So I know they're still taking entries. If anybody's interested in being in it, make sure you contact them. Get in that parade. Go down that night. Check it out. That way it's in the evening, right? So it's not as hot.
Yes.
And then everyone lights up their entries, and it's a fun way to cap off the 4th of July.
No kidding. Very true. But that is Freedom Days, a 4 days worth of stuff. And so I know, the idea was, I think back in the day was, if you have family visiting from out of town, these are things that you can bring them to, family friendly events that they can enjoy.
Well, and what's interesting is really way back in the beginning. So we're talking about, this is the 36th year. From what I was told, everyone's like, why are the fireworks on the 3rd? Well, there wasn't as many events going on, and so we put all our stuff, Farmington put our stuff on the 3rd, so everyone could have the 4th to do what they wanted.
See?
But then it just grew, so now we just take 4 days, and like you said, you don't have to leave town invite your friends and family to come here and enjoy all the things we have going on.
That's true, and we do have fireworks on the 4th anyway, thanks to
We have
Tommy
multiple
Bola.
Days of fireworks around here.
That's true, and that's, I think, what our fire folks would say, to enjoy the professional shows.
Correct.
And stay safe,
yes.
And so, and that's a great way to do it. I think you can see fireworks 3 nights in a row, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Within the Tri-City area.
Yep, definitely.
So you can check it out, everybody. Farmington on the 3rd, B-Score Ranch on the 4th, and of course City of Bloomfield always does theirs on the 5th.
Right.
So, and they're planning on that again this year. But that is Freedom Days. Great to see it back. As you mentioned, it was gone. It was kind of not gone, but
not
scaled
gone.
Down.
Very scaled down,
for the last
very
couple of years.
Down.
Pardon me, I didn't mean to
That's
say
okay.
that, but
right?
all of us were scaled down.
Yeah,
the last
we were
couple
all.
Of years.
We were so all doing what we could.
There was that. But your job, part of your job, is to promote our area outside of Farmington. And so I think a lot of folks may say, well, I don't ever see the Convention and Visitors Bureau or any advertisements, but you're not supposed to if you live here.
Right. Not our audience.
You're not their target audience, or we're not your target audience.
Exactly.
And so you've been busy marketing Farmington, your crew and your staff and all of that. And so we were talking before we came on the air this morning, we've come out of the pandemic kind of, and things are reopening and we're gathering and people are traveling. And of course, now we have gas prices to
watch. It's not one thing, huh?
And look
something
at
something else to look at.
Yeah, so that's got to be a challenge.
It is. It's something that we watch closely. We look at the trends in the industry. We look at a lot of nationwide organizations that do weekly surveys and travel sentiment and see how people are feeling. Right now, they're still wanting to travel. Thankfully, we've had a really strong 2022. Not even just the summer, but the whole year. And our members have said they've never seen more visitors in their places of business, which is fabulous to hear. We see that in our own numbers and the visitors that we're engaging with.
So maybe pandemic, even higher numbers. Is that what they're saying?
Even last year was a good summer for us. Yes.
That's
and
encouraging,
so
right?
I think our area just lent to that type of travel anyway, because we have such wide open spaces. Our outdoor amenities are growing and they're wonderful. So people were already coming for those things. I think people enjoyed what they did with their hair, and they're wanting to come back. So we're seeing repeat visits, we're seeing extended stays. Sometimes maybe they come in with a plan to stay for a couple, and then once we get them in our visitor center and my team out there can talk to them, we see on the spot people extending their stay automatically. when they find out we have more tour operators than we used to have, or some new types of businesses and new activities to do, they're like, oh, we need to stay longer. We want to do all the things before we go.
Right.
And so that's our job. That's what we want to hear. That's been perfect.
True. And this has been kind of a well-concerted effort with a bunch of partners as well. It's not just been the CVB,
right.
Although you guys have taken the lead on a lot of these things, but certainly with the city and the county and the other communities involved to kind of all promote this unified effort of Jolt Your Journey and Play Farmington and some of the hashtags that we've been talking about, because that gets traction on social media too.
Right. And I mean, it's just been that vision since, 2014, 2015, when we first started branding, and then we did the research to see if the outdoor recreation industry was feasible for our area, and then we launched that within the CVB, and then fortunately the city of Farmington took that on formally. Grateful when they did that. We've just seen it grow from that small idea or theory to reality now, and we really see that working, and we see that messaging. I know in our office, the engagement we have with our visitors and the messaging we're putting out, they connect with it immediately. They love it. They talk about it. Scott, you're in the industry. Brands are everywhere, and we miss most of them because they're being thrown at us all day long. And if you're not bold and you're not out there, people aren't talking about you, and you need to stand out.
Sure.
And even if it has to be an education process, that's been okay. We've had the education process for a few years, but now we're to the point where people just, they understand it, they talk about it, they recognize it, they love seeing it everywhere. They're understanding the connecting points when they see the wayfinding signage and they see the same language on it. And visitors come into our location and they say, where's the best Jolt Your Journey sign so we can get our picture in front of it? That's fun, right?
Yeah.
And they want to learn. And the BISTI, still our number one inquiry.
Of course.
From all over the world.
It's
so unique. And that's... I probably answer the phone the least in our office, and every time I answer the phone, I would say 9 times out of 10, it is a BISTI inquiry.
Right.
That people are interested in that.
Right.
And so how can we connect them with the right information so they can have the best experience out there?
Very cool. And I remember, I forget how long ago it has been, but I think, some folks are saying, there's a lot of Farmingtons in the country.
Right.
I think every state has a Farmington.
Sure.
But the point was that the branding and some of the marketing and things, you wanted folks to make sure that when they heard Farmington, they thought of our Farmington,
exactly.
Farmington, New Mexico.
Right. That's our name.
Right.
So let's just put some meaning behind it,
right?
Stand out a little bit more.
And I think that's happened, don't
yes,
you?
I
mean,
do.
I think, of all the other ones, and we're pretty unique. I know there's been studies about, what Farmington, New Mexico has compared to some of the other Farmingtons, but I think that's really come to mind is that top of mind awareness is another marketing strategy that you just want people to think Farmington, outdoors.
Yes.
BISTI, rivers, all those things
all those
that we take
things,
for granted because
right.
we live here, but we should enjoy them too.
And it's just been fun too, even when you say, even our art community is connected to the outdoors. One, we have a theater that's outside, right? Or we have so many of our painters, the plein air painters are painting the outside landscapes, or when you look at the photography that goes on in some of those spaces. And I know Karen Ellsbury told a really great story earlier this year that they had a man that was here, and I'm sure you've seen her artwork where Patrick takes the photo and puts it on a canvas and she paints around it. It's amazing. It's huge.
Beautiful.
So they had a visitor in town. He took his picture. She put his picture on a canvas and she painted around it. Then she let him sign the artwork. That's an experience for a visitor, right? That's
right.
A really amazing artistic experience connected to our outdoors. And so I think that just demonstrates how it all comes together.
True. Very true. We've also seen some major investment from the city and even the county to some extent on some attractions and things. I know there's a lot of work being done just across the street here at Pinyon Hills Golf Course.
Right. Yeah.
The city has built the BISTI Bay Water Park, of course, and a lot of improvements continue to be made out at Farmington Lake, and all those things kind of go hand in hand with what you're talking about
These are all the things that we didn't know what could happen, but we knew could, the possibilities.
Right.
And we've seen them build and become a reality.
Are they becoming kind of tourist attractions and things like that people have talked about?
And there's just more things to do, right? So people want to stay longer or come back because they couldn't all fit it in into this one stay. And then they go back and they talk about it to their friends and family and other people they come in contact with. And they say, well, did you know? Well, I haven't been to Farmington in 20 years. Well, it's a lot different. Go check it out now.
Right. And that's what you're getting back in feedback when you talk to those visitors, right?
We are.
And they're coming in. The other thing, too, is it's not just maybe the tourists that are discovering these things and enjoying these things. We know that the city, even in the off season, if there ever is one, is more of a retail destination for a lot of folks that live in the Four Corners region. Right. And so does that help with some of those visits as well, having these attractions and amenities available to everybody?
It does. So that is something that my office has probably been really looking at for, I would say, 5 years. COVID kind of, those 2 years kind of mess with things. But we've been looking at the retail shopper and how can we get them to view Farmington differently, not just for the 4 or 5 hours they come in on a Saturday to do their shopping. Have they thought about staying and playing with us as well? And we have really been sending that message out to that market for a number of years now, and we do see it working. They are staying the whole weekend, and they are playing while they're here and then getting their shopping done before they go home.
Ah, interesting. One of my favorite campaigns, I think, was the I See You Colorado campaign.
Yep. That worked so well, and that was really fun because we had been wanting that message for a while. We know that our Colorado friends are down here. Sometimes they don't want to say they're down here, but we see them. We see them at certain places. And
those license plates.
We see the license plates at certain places. And we had talked about our office, how can we do it? And we told people, even the first rendition of the ads came out, we're like, it's not cheeky enough. It has to be bold or it's going to fall flat. And so we kind of built that up and we put it out and they loved it. We kept hearing from them. They're like, you're so fun. You're calling us out. You're right. But we love this. So what, I hadn't thought about that. What can we do when we're down there shopping? And it was really fun.
Right.
It really thankfully played off exactly how we had hoped it would.
Nice. Nice. What are some of the things that folks don't realize? I mean, I know we're a destination, as you said, for folks in the region. Mm-hmm. And of course, New Mexico has kind of picked up on the outdoor recreation theme as well.
Right.
But it seems like the Southwest gets a lot of international attention still because it's just so different. We get folks from like Japan or Korea and Europe that come here. Is that still?
Well, yeah, I mean, COVID wasn't. It's coming back.
Yeah,
it is coming back.
Sure,
obviously, it wasn't for a while, but we are starting to see our international visitors back. And we see them actually in our visitor center. We engage with them. So that is picking back up. We work that market through some partners. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't have the budget to do that on your own, but we work with Grand Circle Association and some other associations like that to help get our message out to the international traveler.
Got you. Because a lot of these folks that are maybe coming that long distance are coming on an organized tour, maybe. Is that
some of them
what
are,
you see?
And some of them are individual travelers.
I see.
So
having
those
relationships with the tour groups really helps, I suppose.
Sure. Yeah. And just so they know what's in the area and that we are definitely a stop on that. And we do have our itineraries in multiple languages. We work with some media buys that do that for us as well so that we can make sure that they can get that information.
Right. Very good. Tanya Stinson is my guest this morning. She is the executive director of the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau. What is the best job that we as residents of the area can do when approached by someone that says, what is there to do in this town?
Know what there is to do. Don't say nothing. Don't say you don't know. Don't send them out of the area. Please just love your community. Love to talk about it in a positive light. Doesn't mean everything's perfect. We know that sometimes there's issues. When there's issues, bring it to the right place and help be part of the solution.
Right.
That's always nice when people can help be part of the solution, but be a great ambassador for your community. Sell it. Talk about it. I go on social media and I see people from other communities saying how much they love where they live. Let's do that here too. Again, doesn't mean everything's perfect, but there are a lot of positives going on and we can all share them. And then when a visitor has that interaction, you can make or break it, right? If you're standing at the street corner waiting to cross the street and they ask you a question, your conversation can make or break that whole visit. And we have a great class that we teach that really opens people's eyes to those things. So if you don't know, get with us. Well, we're happy to put you in the right direction, show you the right information, and make you feel more comfortable having those conversations.
This class that you're talking about, is it like a customer service type of a class?
So it is, and we call it customer service, but it's really Farmington Visitor Journey, Arrival to Departure. And we've been teaching that since, I think, 2015 as well. I've lost how many people, 600-700 people at this point that we've trained. You don't have to work in the tourism industry. If you're a resident and you just want to know what the tourism industry brings to you, because we're all impacted by it.
No kidding.
If you live in New Mexico, you live in Farmington, when those outside dollars come into your community, it's growing your economy. And
True.
You are benefiting it by tax base or whatever. Local dollars circulating is fantastic too. We love that. Outside dollars coming in is really good. So like you said, when you see those license plates or traffic is a little bit heavy, we laugh in our office that we, in those times, we just look and see where the license plates are from and it gives us a little bit more patience because you know those are outside dollars coming in, right? Or
true.
How you can plan your day or your month, maybe when you know things are busier at certain places and maybe since you live here, you can go a different time if that's good for you.
Right. Very, very true. I can't believe we've almost gone the whole show and we haven't talked once about the Connie Mack World Series.
I know, coming
another
up too.
Major economic event for the community, right? That's
so a big many, deal. Yeah, it's a big deal. We love that. Over what, I don't remember what year they're in, 55-ish years?
57, 58 maybe? I know it's about as old as a certain radio host.
So, yeah, I mean, isn't that fantastic that Bloomington's been able to have that event for so long? So,
yes.
Another time to showcase our area. Introduce these people that are coming into it, and hopefully they come back and on their own visit at some point because they have such fond memories when they were here for the World Series.
You've seen some of that, haven't you, from time to time, right?
Yeah. And we hear from the visitors saying, I played way back when, and now I want to come in, whether they're coming now to see the event or they're coming on their own another time. So that's what we want to do, right? We always want to put our best foot forward and make sure people are really walk away with wanting more and having those lasting memories.
Right. And certainly gives the community some pretty good exposure media-wise, right? When we get all the papers, the newspapers, or the websites, and the television, and the radio,
you know,
covering this event and covering back in those communities where those teams are from and learning about, you know, when they see the beautiful ballpark that these kids are playing in, the young men, and, you know, all these things that I think they're pleasantly surprised, the parade that we throw for them when they arrive.
Oh,
I mean, they get treated like royalty.
They really do. It really is such a fantastic moment for those players and exciting when they see that and they see how that they're treated and the reception they have from the community. Because it takes so many people in this community to put that on. So we're grateful. I think the spirit of volunteerism in Farmington has always been very strong.
Very true. Well, I don't think the tournament would be here for 50-some-odd years if that wasn't the case.
Right.
It would have been gone long ago, and that's not happening.
Yeah, and you know, we hear that with other events, too. So we have 4x4 Week, which culminates with the We Rock Off Grand Nationals on the weekend. And that's been coming back for many years, and it's the same reason. They said, we are not welcomed by other communities the way we're welcomed in Farmington. So good job, Farmington. You make our visitors, you make our events feel that, and it works for longevity.
Right. And we're seeing a lot more, I think, growth in all of these areas and a lot more of these kind of spin-off industries that I think you mentioned briefly at the beginning of our conversation, but we have a lot more, I think, river guides, a lot more maybe fishing guides and hiking guides and all these different 4x4 guy all and rent and rental opportunities too.
All of those things
are kind of coming
and that's
up.
What we were hoping, right? Because before we were like, come up and do our things and bring your own equipment and go do it on your own.
Yeah, and good luck with that.
Yeah. And you might not know what you're doing. That's not really what we want to be. So it's been nice as we've seen these new businesses start up. It's always great for growth to have new businesses, and it's people that are passionate in those things, and then it's better for our visitors so they can have a better experience too.
True. Well, and I would say it's better for our residents who can take advantage of it as well, right?
And we need them to.
Been on the water and the river in a while, or you know, rented a mountain bike or a 4x4 maybe to go check out what's right in our own backyard. We now have all the resources to do that.
We do. And you know, of course, we want visitors to work with them, but if these businesses are going to make a go of it, we need our locals to go out and support these businesses too.
Right.
So please, when you have some time, go out and check out these businesses, see what they have to offer, have them take you out. They're excited to be here, and we just want to make sure that they can stay.
Right. Very true. How can we support the work that you do, the CVB?
So, like I said, again, talk positively about your community and engage with us on social media. So we have multiple platforms. Both Instagram and Facebook, you can find us on Visit at Farmington, which is our visitor audience. Mm-hmm. But you can still engage and follow that page. And then Jolt Your Journey is our local voice to where our other partners can also put messaging to the community as well. But you can find those on both platforms, both pages. Follow them, connect with them, help share them, help spread the word about things going on. All the information is there. We also have our calendar of events on our website. The visibility on that page is huge. Anybody in San Juan County, New Mexico, if you have an event, you can send that information. We will put it on that calendar. You just have to get it to us.
There you go.
So check it often. We know in this digital age, just because you check something this morning doesn't mean it's still the same this afternoon.
True.
So maybe get in the habit of checking things daily and making sure you're up in the know of what's happening and any changes going on. There's no excuse to say nothing's happening.
No
because
kidding.
There's so much and there's so much information is available. Everyone can know.
Very true. And certain events get the notation of being jolt-worthy.
Yes.
And that is a big honor, I think. A lot of folks are using it bragging rights, I think, that they have a jolt-worthy event.
They do.
So there.
And I love that. Thank you. So our action teams still meet monthly. We've been doing that since, I think, 2015. Had to take that 2-year break, pick those back up in January. And we have the Live, Work, Stay, and Play committees, all working towards building those parts of Farmington towards the brand. How do we deliver on our brand messaging? And we get reports from those committees every month. And then we do. We vote on the Jolt-worthy events, and then the power is in the room, and they talk about what's, and you have to submit it to the calendar. If it's not on the calendar, it can't be.
Sure, of course.
And these are Farmington events for this particular thing, but mm-hmm. we talk about who gets that designation, and then
what
they,
makes it Jolt-worthy,
what
I
makes
suppose.
It, you know, it can't just be status quo, and is it growing? If it's annual, what do you do to build it up, to make it bigger and better, and really talk about that? And then, like you said, it gets the designation, and there's some things they can use, some special banners and tents and a logo, and then we send out a media release every month saying these are the events. So it's just a little bit extra promotion for them.
Right. But I think they really appreciate it
they
when
do.
They're, when they're chosen.
Fun. Yeah. It's fun to see what they come in and sell their event. That's what we want. Come in and sell your event to the group.
There you go. Very good. Well, Tanya, thank you for coming in this morning
and
talking about all the things that you do to promote Farmington and San Juan County. And, of course, all the work of the CVB. We even talk about the work you do for businesses and conventions and things along that line that are hopefully coming back as well.
Yes.
And getting more inquiries, hopefully, of folks wanting to come and have a event here.
We are. And so maybe we can... We'll follow up
we'll
on another
back.
Time. Yeah.
Yes.
It's nice that there's so much to talk about.
It is nice that there's so much to talk about. Very, very true. Thank you for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. That's Tanya Stinson, the Executive Director of the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau, my guest this morning right here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by Music in the Mountains, a world-class classical music festival based in Durango, Colorado. Offering orchestra, chamber, and world music concerts July 7th through July 31st. This year, the concerts come to you with free mobile stage performances in the region, plus other unique venues throughout the area. Find out more at musicinthemountains.com. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. A free concert with Farmington's Chevelle Shepherd, Saturday, July 2nd at 7:30 p.m. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or 505-599-1148. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello again, this is M&G bringing you coaching tips for the radio for week 3. We will be talking about making it a routine. So getting yourself into a study routine is one of the biggest ways to make sure that studying becomes a part of your everyday habit. Figure out what time of the day works best for you and make a real effort to dedicate that time to reviewing notes, videos, and other related resources. Use self-discipline. Pick times during the week to try out your studying. You can try studying in the morning on one day, the afternoon on another day, and in the evening if that works best for you when there are no distractions at the end of the night. Once you've decided which time works best for you, try to stick with that time of day every day to get in the habit of studying consistently. You might wind up rearranging your routine due to extracurricular activities, time with friends, and other commitments, but be sure to prioritize your studies and get them done in one way or another.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.